My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Larkin is back with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach, because St. Patrick's Day just around the corner.
So we're here.
St. Patrick's Day themed today, is that right?
Yeah, but no paddy whackery. This is about beautiful Irish ingredients, a little bit of integrity, a lot of integrity actually. And it's about that quality that we have as Irish producers. As a little nation, we have fabulous food. So let's showcase that.
So how would you describe kind of the modern take on Irish food?
For so long, we weren't at the table. Like, it was the Italians, it was the French. We weren't part of that conversation. And I think over the last, like, 20 years, there's been a massive shift in mindset and about what we appreciate as a nation. And it's our terroir. Like, the French talk about this notion of terroir. You know, it's the soil, it's the land. You can taste the land and the soil. And, like, we have that in spades, but we never spoke about it enough. So I think that provenance, that terroir, is so, so important. I think the simplicity, when you have amazing produce, like, for a cook, for a chef, it's easy. The work is done for you.
But is the basis for it all still the traditional stuff, like spuds and cheese?
No, it's not all spuds and cheese. I mean, there's meat in
some
there.
Cabbage in
there's
there.
There's seafood in there. There's definitely, like, I think we've got seafood. We have salt. Like, our salts are amazing. Our grains, our oats, our porridge, our milled flours are fabulous. Our butters, like, are fabulous. So that dairy category, we're so strong on dairy. We're so strong on distilleries. We're so strong on the fruit and veg, like the potatoes and things like that. But our seafood, like, you and I have had some amazing crab.
Yeah, I know. And I've said it before, I just don't understand. We think we're a much bigger country than we are.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you go anywhere else and an hour and a half inland, they would still be serving kind of fresh seafood as if they're beside the coast. Whereas here, unless you can see the sea, we have this idea that, you know, you seafood when you're beside the beach and then it's just bog standard meat and two veg everywhere else.
And it's hard because, and like, there's a major, even like the distributors of fish, you know, like, you've Wrights, you have Kishfish, you have another family in Dunleary, like, and you just need to have conversations with those people. But those people need to, we need to have that supermarket conversation around seafood. But like the likes of crab, oysters, mussels, all of those, amazing.
And you've got, I know we'll get to it, but you've got poutine here in front of us. And we probably should talk about drinks as well a little bit more. Like, because that's part of this modern renaissance as well, are all those distilleries and things.
Yeah. And there's so many small distilleries. Like, and it's that artisan craft. I mean, it's that kind of ancient revival, I suppose, of distillation. And we've had it for whiskey for so long. And we're seeing whiskey, poutine, gin, all small batch, all artisan. And when you do it in that small batch, the producers have so much more freedom and flexibility. Like, we've got Blackwater gin and they mix it with Wexford strawberries. And it's just amazing. You know, so it's those, there's a little bit of leeway. We have Beira bitters. So bitters are like these aromatics that will go into cocktails and drinks.
Oh, yes.
Before it used to always be Angostura, but like there's Beira bitters and they're fabulous. Like there's Hedgerow, there's Off the Cuff in Dublin 7. So like there's, we've got stunning, stunning products that we just need to be able to showcase.
Let's talk about what's in front of us then.
Let's eat, Aisling. That's what that's called.
Yes.
For. We'll start you with your starter. So I've brought some really delicious food, which is...
This is the starter.
I'm having artistic license there for sure when I talk about a starter like that. This is a beautiful baked potato with cream cheese, smoked salmon chives, and a little bit of caviar on top. It's just tasty and it's lovely. And I suppose my take on it is, yes, let's celebrate, I suppose, the traditional, but let's kind of make it a little bit more modern and a little bit more gorgeous. And we, for so long, have, I think, associated cream cheese with Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And it's not. Like, we've so many beautiful artisan cheesemakers. I think we've over 50 small cheesemakers all over this little island. And cream cheese is one of those that we kind of forget about. And it's beautiful. It has an extra kind of richness and creaminess to us, which is so nice. We've so many, like the smoked salmon in Ireland, we're obviously famous for it. You know, like we'll have so many tourists landing over the next couple of days. And if they're not already here ready, smoked salmon is one of those things that they will want to buy and bring home. And it's just a lovely way of doing it. Cream cheese, smoked salmon, a little bit of chives. You could put a little bit of lemon zest in there or black pepper if you wanted. Finish it then with a little bit of caviar and that's it. But it's kind of an elegant dish, but a little bit rustic as well.
But very simple.
So simple. But you're getting all of the flavours, which I think is so lovely. Now,
delicious.
We did talk about potatoes and I am going with another potato-based dish here. This is my modern take on bacon and cabbage.
Oh, wow.
So before it was always like mashed potato, overcooked cabbage, a bit of ham. So what this has done, it's like a hash, so like a potato hash. So potato hash is like leftover potatoes and you can mix in anything from like peppers and chorizo to roast veggies and everything. So what I've done is I've made homemade potato wedges. So cut up the potatoes and then you coat them in a little bit of oil, garlic powder, onion powder, roast those off in the oven for about an hour, or you can do them in the air fryer.
Oh, that's lovely.
Isn't it really tasty?
Sauce.
Yeah, it's mustard. So it's a creamy Dijon mustard sauce. It's lovely, isn't it? And that's all drizzled over the top. So you get that creamy element. The cabbage, I want to talk to you, I know this is radio, but it is such a vibrant green colour. For so long, with a head of cabbage, we cut off the outer green bits, discarded them. Like, there's so many nutrients. There's so much flavour in those green ones. So just take your green ones, wash them, cut the stalk out of the middle, kind of roll them up almost like a cigar, cut them, shred them up, plunge it into salted boiling water, cook that, and then immediately into ice cold water. Or run the cold tap over it.
Okay.
So that's what retains that colour. And like, I didn't cook the cabbage for 25 minutes. That cabbage was on for about 8 minutes.
Is that all?
That's
okay.
That's all. So it's under, it's not underdone because it has a beautiful texture, but that's how you need to do it. And the difference of eating cabbage like that versus that, you know, yellowy green cabbage that you might have had.
Watery cabbage.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just appealing to nobody. And then the ham, I just braised the ham. So if you've got a slow cooker, you can put your ham in, cover with water and just let it slow cook for a couple of hours.
Mm.
So you've got so many textures and it's so interesting. And it's just, I just think it's one of the easiest, most kind of modern takes on a bacon and cabbage.
Yeah, that's really, really nice.
Isn't it so tasty?
Yeah.
And then that little bit of sauce is basically...
What did you say you put on the potatoes?
Onion powder and garlic powder.
Okay.
And a little bit of oil. And then roasted them off nice and hot in the oven. And give them enough time, because if you're not power cooking the potatoes, they do take time, but it keeps them so crispy on the outside, which is what you want. And then the sauce is cream with a little bit of, like I said, about a teaspoon of Dijon mustard to 100 mils of cream and just a little kind of quarter off one of those stock pots.
Yeah.
Just drop it in.
All right, okay.
And that's it. So you don't even make a stock out of it. And yeah, I just think it's such a winner. And particularly for families, midweek, for kids, I think if you want to reinvent bacon and cabbage, it's a really lovely, tasty way of doing it.
Yeah, that is really, really nice.
I really like it. The other thing we're going to talk about today is some of our Irish producers and some of that produce that we have, right? So Eurotokes is, it's in Ireland, it's like this guild or community of chefs and cooks and producers, right? And their mission is to preserve our culinary heritage, but also to kind of inspire the future. And every year they kind of pick a couple of different themes. And one of them this year is charcuterie meats, raw milk cheeses, independent distillers, and then fermented drinks. So I've brought a couple just so we can kind of have a look.
Lovely.
These cheese boards into you. So I've picked up a couple of raw milk cheeses, okay? It's mad when you go to the counter in the cheesemongers, the amount of French raw milk cheeses that are around. But it's much more difficult to find Irish raw milk cheeses. Now, there's plenty of them. Why raw milk? I suppose raw milk because when it's not pasteurized, you get to kind of...
a creamy texture.
Yeah, isn't it? No. I think that's the goat's one.
Yeah.
You kind of get to maintain the integrity of the flora and the fauna, that microflora that's in the raw milk, either from the cow's or the goat's milk. So it preserves the kind of the flavor just a little bit more. It's more nuanced. It's more, it's just a little bit more kind of delicious. So it's one of the things that they want to highlight this year is that raw milk cheese. And just to be aware that it exists, that it's delicious. So one of these is a Mount Leinster cheddar. And then the other one is a smoked cheddar. And then you've got the goat's cheese. Now, there's loads of other ones. Like, you've got the Cooley raw milk, and that's a Gouda style. The Durris farmhouse cheese is probably the one we're so familiar with. And I always find that has a slightly more pungent, kind of stronger flavour. But it's beautiful. It's really, really nice. And then, like I said, the cheddar is really lovely.
Yeah, it's really nice. Lovely, matured cheddar.
Isn't it really nice? The other one is charcuterie. So I've brought you the Gubeen salami, which is really, really nice. And I suppose for so long we've associated charcuterie with, you know, salami, parma ham, chorizo from Spain, from France, from Italy. But actually we have a whole little cohort of Irish artisan producers that are doing charcuterie really, really well. And look, Gubeen is probably the most famous out of all of them. But, and that's your pork, right? But we have, you can also get venison. So we have a wild venison salami that you can get.
All right.
There's a duck prosciutto.
Okay.
Yeah. There is a lamb prosciutto. So it's air-dried lamb, which is really, really nice. And then I also brought you some of my favourite puddings. So I was thinking, if you were packing a hamper, sending it off to the White House.
Yes.
What kind of things would you like
to put in it? This is what you'd put in it.
I would put Inch House white pudding, black and white pudding in it. It's one of my absolute favourites. Yeah.
Okay.
I love that. I would put some Irish sea salt in.
Okay.
Neal's, Oriel, West Dingle, Ackle. Some of those are gorgeous. Preserves. All of our jams and preserves.
Yes.
Mushrooms. We've spoken about mushrooms. Irish mushrooms. Irish beef. Irish lamb. Yogurts. And then obviously something from the distillery would have to go in.
Okay. Let's taste this. What is this?
This is poutine.
Right.
Little poutine. So they're from Connemara. Have you ever drank poutine before?
Like not real poutine. As in, yes, real poutine. Not poutine you'd buy off a shelf. As in, you know when you were a kid, someone would have like, this, like someone's parents would have this old bottle of lemonade with poutine under the stairs.
Yeah. All right.
John Marnell Sr. is listening.
And see what you think.
Watery poutine under his stairs. Okay. Yeah, that's all right though, isn't it?
It is. It kind of puts me in mind of tequila a little bit. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Like, it's not bad, sure it's not.
No, it's kind of a smokier flavour maybe to tequila, is there?
A little bit, and I think it's a little bit kind of sweeter, more rounded than a whiskey. So if you maybe weren't a whiskey drinker, it's really nice. Now, what was suggested to me was we mix it with a little bit of ginger ale.
Okay.
And see how that goes.
I shouldn't drink too much of this now.
No, it is small batch, 44% alcohol.
Right, okay, yeah.
That's just probably quite enough of that, isn't it?
Yeah. That is nice, though. It's nice with the ginger ale, isn't it?
It really is. It is really nice. So I think, look, as I said, we're heading into Paddy's Weekend. It is about supporting those local artisan, small Irish producers.
What's this, then?
That's your dessert.
All right.
I almost forgot to give you.
Cookies.
So this is my very modern take. It's pistachio.
Lovely.
And white chocolate cookies. So I was going to do like apple something. And then I was like, you know what? Let's do something really, really interesting and nice.
Mm.
These are homemade cookies.
Decadent.
Aren't they delish? Yeah. So we have pistachio and there's pistachio everything everywhere at the moment. It's just become a ginormous trend. And pistachio spread was really difficult to get up until about a year ago. And you can now get it. I'll put a picture of two of them up on my Instagram actually after this. I just figured I wanted something kind of green. So I was like, what are we going to do? So pistachio cookies, they're so easy. There's no mixer. There's no anything involved. It's basically melt your butter, brown sugar, white sugar, a bit of flour, a bit of baking powder, two eggs, drop that in.
Mm-hmm.
Then you make your cookie dough and you basically just put it in the fridge for an hour, then take it out and you kind of hollow out the center.
Yeah.
And you dollop in this pistachio spread into the center, wrap back your cookie back up, bake it in the oven for 12 minutes. Et voila, homemade cookies.
Oh, delicious.
They're so
really,
tasty,
really,
aren't they?
Yeah.
Those with a glass of milk, a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Mm.
Perfectly I really, really like them.
Well. That is really, really nice. Aisling is going to get that up.
The cookie recipe.
The cookie recipe. The cookie cream. What did you call it?
Pistachio. Pistachio and white chocolate cookies.
Oh, yeah.
The pistachio spread.
Pistachio spread. She'll have the details of pistachio. Pistachio spread. I'll get there eventually. That's all the poutine, you see.
See,
pistachio spread will be up on her social channel. So add Aisling Larkin. If you find her, just look up for Aisling Larkin on Instagram and elsewhere and you will find her and we'll get some of this as well up online. Aisling, pleasure as always. Happy St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Back pain and stiffness mean morning's rough. Pain made it tough to sleep until I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is the number one prescribed treatment for adults that targets IL-17A, a molecule that may play a role in inflammation that contributes to ankylosing spondyloarthritis or non-radiographic axial spondyloarthritis, two types of inflammatory arthritis of the spine. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I got real relief with Cosentyx.